Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us once again today,
Bobby Briggs.
And we're happy to welcome Bobby back again for the third visit and the final visit that we'll be having with him here on Community Close-Up. As we left off our conversation yesterday, and remember yesterday's conversation and then also Tuesday's conversations available online at our website, just go to Community Close-Up so you can catch up if you didn't hear those two parts. Today we're going to continue our conversation and find out about what's happening next.
We're going to make another trip to Atlantic City, New Jersey in January for another induction ceremony.
What's it going to be?
It's called Martial Arts Magazine Hall of Heroes. It's all the action martial arts stars. Chuck Norris is in this. Bill Wallace, if anyone knows about Bill Superfoot Wallace. Again, Cynthia Rothrock is in this. And I'm being inducted into that one in Atlantic City, New Jersey, the third weekend in January.
Well, congratulations.
So, yeah, been in a few movies, been in, just found out that there's another book that's coming out that I'm in that. Ted Gambardella out of Dallas, Texas is writing a book. It's called The World's Greatest Martial Arts, Volume 15, I think it is. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of the ones that's previewed in that. Never think somebody from Inchkenny, well, I wouldn't think that I would. I would always think that somebody else from Inchkenny would do it, but I'm very humble.
Folks should follow their dreams.
Right.
They really should. I would be remiss if I did not say that I need to do a special thank you to your mother, who made sure that you came by to visit. What's her name?
Ruth Dawn.
Ruth Dawn. We appreciate her as a listener and as a citizen. I guess she still lives in Yancey
County. Yes, she does.
And we appreciate her. She had talked to you about coming and visiting, and I'm just so excited that you stopped by. It's really a fascinating story, and I think it's really amazing. We should always take time. We see people every day. We walk, we work, we go to church with folks. Just look at them and say, hey, what'd you do? Mm-hmm. You'd be amazed what you find out. There's
Everybody's
all sorts of folks. Yeah, they really do. Well, thank you for sharing yours with us. Somebody might be interested, maybe the Facebook page for the school. What it is, and maybe we can look it up.
Well,
if we take
have,
a notion.
We have different things. We have a YouTube channel. You can either find that under Bobby Briggs, or you can find it under Kitakameru Karate Do. We have a Kitakameru Facebook page. You could probably Google it in Charlotte, North Carolina, and find it there. We have an instructor that teaches Kitakameru out at Spruce Pine.
Really?
He's a pastor at First Baptist Church in Spruce Pine.
Dr. Rocky Branch.
If you know him,
I
know
Rocky.
He's my first cousin. He got his black belt from me in Charlotte when he was down there pastoring church, and he teaches, I think, Monday and Thursday nights at the First Baptist Church in Spruce Pine. Same organization. He belongs to Kitakameru also. And he's got a really good class, some excellent people out there. So if anyone in this area, and I've got other good friends that are instructors in this area. Rick Sparks in Bakersville.
Yeah, Rick's a good friend.
Yeah.
I like Rick.
Rick is a really good friend of mine, and I love Rick's death. And I don't want to take away from one person and give to the other, but Rick Sparks and Rocky Branch is two good schools that I know of around here that I would recommend.
Okay, just for the fun of it, so everybody listening will make fun of me. Spell Kitty whatever. Yeah, because I would be looking for K-I-T-T-Y something or other. So just
it's
out of
it's a Japanese, word,
obviously.
Yeah.
So if I want to Google it, what do I need to do?
It's K-I-D-O-K-I-M-E hyphen R-Y-U. And then karate, K-A-R-A-T-E-D-O, Kitakameru Karate Do. It's a Japanese-American style. You would have to watch it, and I guess know a little bit about martial arts. It's basically a Japanese style that's got an American twist to it. I would say that 90-95% of it's Japanese. I make them count to Japanese. If you stay in that class for any significant time, you're going to be very fluent in Japanese. But we also have an American twist to it. We still teach some of the old traditional ways. We teach by the Bushido Code, seven virtues of the samurai, things like that. But when it comes to like the self-defense portions and the fight-in portions, we're very up-to-date. I'm also a kickboxer. I used to fight full contact kickboxing, and I'm a kickboxing instructor. So we teach a lot of the more, I wouldn't say the MMA of today, but a lot of the stand-up full contact fighting type ways.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
So it's an interesting style, to say the least.
Sounds like it would be.
Yeah.
Well, we'll take time to check on that, and thank you for coming by and sharing your story. And like I said, we need just to look around us and see what's going on. There's folks all over that got great stories to tell.
Yeah.
Sit down and have a cup of coffee and listen.
That's right. If it wasn't for the military, Uncle Sam, and the good Lord, I would have never been able. And I would, you know, I wouldn't be doing myself or anybody else any justice if I didn't say, by the grace of God, I'm here,
right.
Both in the military as a combat veteran and all the stuff, obviously, that I've experienced in the military and as a police officer in Charlotte. I could have never gotten where I'm at right now if the good Lord hadn't put me in specific places at specific times and me running into specific persons in those places. It's amazing how just everything has worked its way around and has come and been a part of my life like this. I would have never thought it.
Yeah.
When I was a kid growing up in Yancey County, you would have never made me believe that any of this would be taking place now.
Well,
I'm very humbled for it.
Well, thank you for sharing it with us, and best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you to Bobby S. Briggs for being willing to sit down and talk with us about his very fascinating life story. We appreciate him sharing with us. If you didn't get to hear the other two episodes, it's a total of three programs where we talked to Bobby, go to our website and go to where it says Community Close-Up, and you can listen to him there. It's a fascinating story. It's one of those stories where a young man was raised in Yancey County and went off and is world known in the martial arts world. So again, Bobby, thank you for sharing with us. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.